Did you know that St. Luke's University Health Network, based in the Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, has been recognized by the U.S. government as the highest performing health system in the United States for quality? You heard right. St. Luke's number one recognition affirms our status as the top leader among the most respected healthcare providers in the nation, including Houston Methodist and the Mayo Clinic. To state it simply, if you want to receive the best care when you go to a hospital, come to St. Luke's.
This is the 77 WABC minicast.
Other cities, other municipalities, whatever you do, do not elect a socialist. Even though this hour I'm specifically talking about New York City, this is very much a national story in scope in terms of learning the lesson of what not to do. If you're like Mamdani, New York's first Muslim American mayor, who is a socialist, what we're seeing thus far, all signs of permitting the Jewish community to come under violent attack. Horrible things, siding, it appears, on all accounts with Palestinians. That is what you get if you elect a socialist mayor. And so all I can say is thank you, Jim Walden. Thank you, Jim Walden. Jim Walden was a former candidate in the race for mayor, and he has had enough. He is calling out Mamdani. So late last night, in a post he put on X on his profile, Mr. Walden said of Mamdani, again, the city's first Muslim mayor, and I am quoting here, a terrorist attack in New York City would be a complicated problem for the mayor because he'd be rooting for the terrorists. Mamdani responding this hour, calling it despicable. We'll have much more on this. The number to reach me right now, 800-848-9222. You know, it was interesting to see what happened in China. This was the red carpet welcome, for the President of the United States after he landed in Beijing for the closely watched summit with the president there. That the summit is set for tomorrow. Trade, the war in Iran, and technology, a number of issues reportedly will come up. But President Trump is there in China, and he received a big reception upon his arrival. Okay, so now let me get to what I'm focusing on. Mamdani, you need to be ashamed of yourself. This is not just a New York story. This is a national story in terms of what not to do. First Muslim American mayor, and it's just not working out. Socialist mayor, not working out, Mamdani. Not working out. You can act like your little feelings are hurt, but how do you think we feel under your leadership? Oh, that's despicable. But how do you think we feel under your leadership? You are the one that is despicable, Mamdani. The Jewish community under attack, and you're doing absolutely nothing to protect them. The feds are going to have to come in with civil rights violations. This can't be tolerated. This guy is sending every signal possible to Palestinians, to potential terrorists, that he's on their side. So what am I talking about? All the candidates, folks, if you're listening from around the country, all the other candidates that got out, you had Eric Adams and Andrew Cuomo running as independents. You had Mamdani, the Democrat. You had the Republican candidate, Mr. 7%. All the other candidates got out of the race. All the other candidates, except for one, has criticized Mamdani. All the candidates that got out, all of them, except for one, has criticized Mamdani. So now, Jim Walden, he's one of the candidates that's criticizing Mamdani. And what he's stating about the mayor is that if a terrorist attack, and remember, folks, 9/11 happened here in New York. If a terrorist attack occurred in New York City, Jim Walden, writing, who's a lawyer by trade, that it would be a complicated problem for Mayor Mamdani, because Mayor Mamdani would be rooting for the terrorists. What has Mamdani done to show us different? He won't protect the Jewish community. He's in emboldening and empowering these Palestinian nuts. And so Mamdani was finally asked a question, perhaps indirect today, about what Mr. Walden had to say. Now, put this all in perspective. All the candidates that went to the general election, all of them have now criticized Mamdani, except for one. Only one candidate still is peep. Nothing negative to say about Mamdani. But Jim Walden is the latest one. And Mamdani was asked about Walden's comment. He's raised $1 million, Jim Walden, to fight Mamdani's agenda. And I say bravo to you, sir. The mayor of New York City asked about it today.
So if you could talk directly to Jim Walden, what would you say today?
Get off Twitter.
So I'm wondering, there's been a group that's been formed to sort of combat your agenda. I think they've got $2 million already in that group. And I'm wondering what you think about that effort, and also about the comments of Jim Walden, who made some remarks regarding how you would handle a terrorist attack in the city.
What did he say?
I believe he said that you would be rooting for the terrorists.
I think that's just despicable. You know, the idea that this passes for political analysis, not you, but what he says, and that it passes for the norm of discourse, it is a reflection of where we are, not just as a city, but as a country. And there will be those that oppose policies that we put forward. I don't begrudge anyone their opposition. It's New York City. There are 8.5 million people here. We should see 8.5 million opinions. But to besmirch me as the first Muslim mayor of this city, that I would ever be doing anything other than looking to support our city, to defend our city, I really don't have anything else to add to that. And I think it's a reflection of exactly what motivates that kind of opposition.
Now, to you stupid folks that are clapping, he didn't answer the question. He punted and said what you would expect for him to say. I'm the first Muslim American mayor. How can you say that about me? Blah, blah, blah. Much ado about nothing. Political reporters, what is wrong with you? Make that man answer some questions. What are they teaching you in school these days? This is journalism 101. 800-848-9222. On one of the television programs, News Nation, right? Now you've got human rights attorneys going on television declaring that what is happening in New York City as it relates to the Jewish community coming under attack, and the mayor says, peep, the mayor does nothing, de nada, that the feds at some point will have to get involved.